Easter is the very definition of Christianity. To be a Christian is to have belief in the resurrection. We are a resurrected people who follow a risen Savior. We are a people who believe in everlasting life and love and joy. At least that's what we say with our lips, but maybe there are times that we don't seem to act it out in our lives. Early in my ministry, I had a church woman come out of an Easter service, shake my hand, and say to me, "I have never seen so many people in church. Do you suppose it'll make any difference?" I held on to her hand so she just wouldn't rush away. And I said, "Well, what do you mean? Will it make a difference?" And she looked me right in the eyes and she said, "Easter. Will Easter make any difference for all these people? Or will life tomorrow be the same as it was yesterday? Will it make any difference?" That question just has stuck with me all my years. Resurrection. Does belief in Easter, a belief in resurrection, mean anything at all to us? I think I understand a little bit about what Mary Magdalene was going through as she made her way to the tomb on that first Easter morning. Living out the tradition of her faith and her love for Jesus, Mary came to the tomb to share in one final act of ritual and devotion. She came to that tomb for one last goodbye. One of my very, very close good friends died. And I volunteered to stay with his body so the others could leave. I stayed with him until the funeral home arrived, transferred him onto a gurney, and took him out to the hearse. It meant the world to me to be able to be here with my dear friend in such a very simple way. It was all I could do. And I got the chance to do it. But Mary Magdalene was not that blessed. She had stayed near to Jesus as he was crucified, feeling utterly helpless and hopeless. In horror, she waited, watched, wept as Jesus died a brutal death. She watched Joseph of Arimathea take the body down and saw how Nicodemus came with spices to prepare Jesus for burial. She saw the garden tomb where Jesus laid down at sundown as the Sabbath arrived. And then at her first opportunity, before dawn on Sunday morning, the first day of that work week, she returned to the tomb to be alone with Jesus. It was all she could do. It was all that she had left. But even that was denied her. The stone had been rolled away. She immediately ran to tell Peter and John. They came and stayed long enough to verify that the tomb was indeed empty. And then they left. But Mary stayed. Mary had nowhere to go because Jesus was her home. I'm not exactly sure what we expect from the Bible story at this point. Maybe we expect a nice, easy to deal with ending, but that's not what we get. Instead, we get an extended series of stories in which Easter dawns on different people at different times. The gospel evangelist John's version of that first Easter day begins with this silly-sounding boys will be boys foot race to the tomb. John gets there first, looks in, but doesn't go in. What's that all about? And then Peter arrives, and he goes in, and he takes inventory. He notices where the various wrappings are. And then John, the beloved disciple, finally enters and sees and believes. Now neither of them understand what they've just experienced. They've not grasped the full meaning. They leave. But Mary is still standing there. She won't leave. She can't leave. Can you and I only imagine her exhaustion, her frustration, her heartache, her anguish, her grief? And everybody she sees asks her why she's weeping. The first one to ask is the angel that she sees as she bends over to look into the tomb. Oh, woman, why are you weeping? She's still focused on the body of Jesus. Well, because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him. Without receiving a response, she turns around and she sees Jesus, but she doesn't know really that she is seeing Jesus. She sees a gardener who asks, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And she says, "Oh, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And then everything changes. Everything changes when the gardener speaks her name, Mary. Mary, Mary, pain dissolves into hope. This may be the most moving single word in all of scriptures, as the one who is known as divine love calls Mary by her name. It is for me an incredibly overwhelming, beautiful reminder that God doesn't love just all of us, but God loves each and every one of us by name. God loves you by name. That is more or less the end of the gospel lesson for today. But the gospel preacher John is just really getting started with Easter. There will be a series of wonderful post-resurrection appearances as Easter keeps dawning on. More and more people will experience Easter in different ways. The risen Christ will visit the disciples in that upper room where they had just shared that Last Supper. And because Thomas isn't there, then Jesus will return a week later. And then Jesus will show up to meet two followers on the road to Emmaus. And then the disciples will leave Jerusalem and go back to Galilee, perhaps trying to go back to their boats and their nets as though nothing had happened. But the risen Christ finds them there. And as the story tells us, there is a miraculous catch of fish, a seaside breakfast, in which Peter is especially forgiven by Christ and restored to new life, in which he will finally and most fully serve Christ with courage and strength and faithfulness. The story keeps going. It keeps happening, not as an isolated incident, but as a series of encounters. As Easter comes to different people in different times and places. And now it's your turn. It's your turn. We know this story in one way or another because it is foundational belief. It's why we're all here this morning. Even if we may tell ourselves, well, we're here to keep peace in the family or to fill some kind of an assignment or to observe a holiday. We hear this news that love conquers death. Love wins. And we watch it dawn in the lives of various biblical characters. And we may feel surprised at how slow they are to catch on. However, we also may have to admit that for a lot of us in the Christian faith, it really is a gradual, slow process. Often the life of faith is sort of two steps forward, one step back. Easter. Can we believe it? Easter. Can it make a difference? Can we experience Easter in our very own life? Can Easter change and transform our lives, this world? I want to personally believe that as we live out the days of our lives, there surely will be moments when we will have our very own unique experiences of encountering the living Christ. Deep in our hearts, in our souls, we will catch a glimpse and we will come to know the Easter truth. And I also really want to believe once you've seen Easter anywhere, then you can begin to see Easter almost everywhere. Easter makes a difference. Easter happens over and over and over and over again. Sometimes when faith itself crumbles as we find our older ways of thinking about God just don't work. And newer, more grown-up ones come to take their place. This is how we're born again and again and again. My friends, tomorrow is Easter Monday. It's just as anticlimactic day as December 26th, without all of the sales and return of gifts. Easter Monday, a day of ham sandwiches and too many hard-boiled eggs. What will survive past this day, other than leftovers and maybe a massive sugar high from all the jelly beans and chocolate bunnies? Will those of us who have walked Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and now Easter, will we return to work tomorrow any different from our co-workers who didn't observe this holy time? If we honestly believe in resurrection life, then the answer is a bold yes. For it is our turn to come out of the tomb and embrace and live God's gift of new life, God's gift of Easter for us. Easter isn't just a story that happened. It's a truth that is. It's the truth that made all the difference to John and Peter and Mary Magdalene. And now it's your turn. It's your turn to allow Easter to make a difference in your life. Friends, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.